It's been 2 weeks since the Oscars, time enough for the film industry to reset from prestige mode to blockbuster. This week, Hollywood's favorite giant ape returns to the screen in Kong: Skull Island, a film that left critic Bob Mandello growling.
So let's say you're making a movie about, a giant aardvark, and it lives on a secluded island that you're not going to get your characters to for about 40 scene-setting minutes. That's too long to wait for the first scare. So how do you make people jump at the beginning without giving away the scale of your aardvark? Maybe just show a shadow? Well, not if you're filmmaker Jordan Vogt Roberts. He brings on his beast in the very first scene. In fact, he even stages the scene in a way he's going to repeat later when it's time for Beauty to meet his beast, and then he trundles through the 40 minutes of scene setting, having basically given away his big reveal, to build up to a reveal that isn't so big anymore, but that does have helicopters. That's Samuel L. Jackson as a military man fresh out of Vietnam, the year being 1973. He is eager to battle an enemy he'll be allowed to beat. The director has clearly seen Apocalypse Now, and so it seems has Samuel L. Jackson, but although there'll be a trip up a river and a lot of face-painted but mute jungle folk, they are not making a Kongalypse Now. They're making something closer to Journey to the Center of the Earth, with comic asides about the reptilian critters that live underground.
I call them skull crawlers.
Why?
Because it sounds neat.
Okay.
Look, I just made that name up. It sounds stupid now that I say, just, you call them whatever you want.
I'm fine calling them that. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, that seems like a good
idea. I like
that seems
the name. Like
John C. Reilly offers much of Skull Island's fun, while Tom Hiddleston's Tracker mostly looks grim. Last year's Oscar winner Brie Larson points her camera prettily and pretends she's not embarrassed to be there. And John Goodman offers up exposition in his best Richard Attenborough-style Jurassic Park voice.
Ancient species owned this earth long before mankind, and if we keep our heads buried in the sand, they will take it back.
These folks are stock characters. Toby Kebbell, meanwhile, is playing the one semi-human human, a devoted letter-writing dad they're all trying to rescue. Kebbell is also, through motion capture, playing the title primate, who is, truth be told, at least as believable as the folks around him, and a good deal more believable than the script, which only makes as much sense as it absolutely has to.
Sometimes an enemy doesn't exist until you go looking for one.
Battles with giant spiders, water buffalo, and octopi, a few of Skull Island's more colorful critters, are modestly persuasive. Battles with pterodactyl-like skull crawlers, somewhat less so. And I confess I've not a clue what the production designer was thinking when he set up a theoretically polar Aurora Borealis in this tropical paradise. Maybe they'll explain that in the Kong sequels. Sadly, that means I'll never know. I'm Bob Mandello.